بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم، ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر، يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر، ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: للصائم فرحتان، فرحة حين يفطر وفرحة حين يلقى ربه. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. My dear respected elders, brothers and friends, indeed the month of Ramadan has been a mercy and is a mercy for the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had informed us, the month of Ramadan, awwaluhu rahmah, the first 10 days were 10 days of mercy, wa awsatuhu maghfirah, the second 10 days were 10 days of forgiveness, wa akhiruhu itqum minan nar, the last 10 days were 10 days in which Allah freed many hundreds and thousands and millions, if not billions, from the fire of Jahannam. Prior to the commencement of Ramadan, the last day of Sha'ban, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us that the month of Ramadan, a month in which the doors of Jahannam are closed and the doors of Jannah remain open, Allah frees hundreds, thousands, millions, billions, if not trillions of souls from the fire of Jahannam during the month of Ramadan. A month in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had put the shayateen in shackles, in chains, so that they do not distract us from their remembrance and the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A month in which a nafal, an optional action, was equivalent to a farz, an obligatory action. A month in which one farz was equivalent to 70 fara'id, 70 farz acts. A month in which Allah had given us the last 10 days a night in which contained a night that was better than 1,000 nights. This is the month of Ramadan, and this is the utter mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Understand this mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the greatest. Allah is the controller of everything. Allah owns everything. Allah has power, control and dominion over everything above the skies and below the earth. Everything that was, is or will be is in the knowledge and control and power and sovereignty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing escapes Allah. If Allah wanted, Allah could have left this fast as an optional fast for us. It would not have been an obligatory fast upon us, in which case a very, very few people, a small group of people would observe this fast. But Allah made it farz and obligatory upon us, so that we derive the full benefit of this fasting. The entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam should derive full benefit from this fasting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not leave it open-ended with an unrestricted time limit, did not make it 60 days, did not make it 100 days, so on and so forth. Allah limited it to 30 days. If Allah wanted, Allah could have not attached and associated any benefit of this fast to us. Allah could do as He wants, as He pleases. Allah could have instructed that this fast should be kept, whether you keep it or not, no accountability. Allah could have said this is a farz and obligatory fast, no spiritual benefits attached and associated to it whatsoever. You do as I say, you do as I say, and as I instruct. Allah could have done all of that. But despite his power, despite his control and dominion, he's associated so many benefits to fasting. In the verses of fasting, when Allah spoke about the obligation of fasting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consoles us. In fact, consoles the elderly, the sick, the weak, those that suffer from chronic illnesses, to say that, listen, if you cannot fast in the month of Ramadan, then some other days after the month of Ramadan, keep the fast. And in addition to that, Allah goes forward and says in such a tone, وَأَن تَصُومُوا خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ, that despite this concession, despite all of this, if you fast, it will be better for you, if only you knew. If only you knew. It is a subtle indication that the fast that we have observed, we will never truly see its full benefits in this world. We will never see the benefits of it fully and completely. It is such a great ibadah, such a great form of worship, that this will only be witnessed in the akhirah. Further to that, Allah goes and says, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ. After all of this discussion, Allah says that I do not intend difficulty for you. I want to make it easy for you. Allah does not need to say all this for us. He is our creator. He has full power and control over us. But He goes to this level and tells us this. وَلِتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةِ, so that you complete the 30 days. وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ, and after all of this, make takbir and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what He guided you to. He guided you to this. Praise Him for it. وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, and so that you are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah wants us to show gratitude to Him for this boon, for this bounty. This ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been blessed with this bounty, with this gift. We ought to appreciate it. The month of Ramadan was a month. من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. The one who fasted in the month of Ramadan with iman and hope for reward, all his past sins are forgiven. Similarly, من قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. The one that stood in salah, those 20 rakats of salah, tirelessly, with iman, hoping for reward, all his sins are also forgiven. So many basharat, so many glad tidings in the month of Ramadan. Allah wants us to take all this into account. وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, be grateful to me for this opportunity that I have given you. The entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has fasted. 30 days has passed, 29 days in our case. And now it is the day of Eid. We have come to this point, this final point. If you study the other religions, the other cultures, every celebration that they celebrate is attached and associated to a past event. Every celebration that they celebrate is associated and attached to a past event. If you look at the Christians, they celebrate the 25th of December as the birth of Jesus, Isa alayhi salam, although unsubstantiated and untrue that that is the birthday of Isa alayhi salam, they celebrate that, that is linked and associated to a past event. If you look at the Jews, they celebrate the day that Musa alayhi salam saved them from the tyranny and oppression of Fir'aun, that also linked to a past event. If you take the Hindus and you look at them, they celebrate an event of light, so on and so forth, also linked and associated to a past event. Almost every celebration that these cultures, these groups celebrate is linked and associated to a past event, except for the deen of Islam. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us that there are only 2 days of celebration for a Muslim. It is Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. These are the only 2 days of celebration. Think about it. During the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how many momentous occasions occurred? The birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, worthy of have been celebrated. The hijrah and migration of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Makkah Mukarrama to Madinah Munawwara. A moment of celebration. The battle of Badr, when the angels descended and came and helped all the Muslims, the Sahaba at that time. A moment of celebration. We come to Fath-i Makkah, the conquest of Makkah, where It was the trajectory of the whole Muslim ummah would change, and Allah had granted victory to the Muslims and given them control over Makkah Mukarramah, a moment of celebration. So many moments of celebration in the Islamic history, yet Islam, yet Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has declared only 2 days of celebration for us, Eid al-Adha and Eid al-Fitr. You may ask why? Why is this the case? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us and giving us a sabak and a lesson. What is this lesson? This lesson is a celebration is not worthy of a celebration if it is linked to a past event, something that happened in the past, something someone did in the past. My sheikh did this, my ustad did this, my father did this, my grandfather did this. So, such and such person did this and did that. It is of no relevance to you, it is of no significance to you. Yes, it is a pride and joy that my sheikh did this, my father, my ustad did this, so on and so forth. But the sabak and lesson to us today is what? Is that what they did doesn't matter to us, but what we do today is what really matters. What we do today has relevance to it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us that when you do something to please me, when you do something to attract my mercy, then the day that follows thereafter, that is truly a day of celebration. Even if you look at Eid al-Adha, when we are sacrificing our animals, etc. In Arafah, the 9th day of Dhul-Hijjah, that is the pinnacle point of Hajj. Without that Arafah, there's no Hajj. And the day after is what? The day after is Eid al-Adha. That is the day of celebration. There again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us that these are moments of celebration. Last night, the moon was sighted. It was declared that now it is Eid. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us in the hadith that whoever stands up on those 2 nights of Eid, preceding the Eid itself, the night of Eid al-Fitr, the night of Eid al-Adha, then he engages in ibadah, voluntary actions, his heart will not die when all the other hearts will die on the day of Qiyamah. Again, Allah is telling us and signaling us to say that these are moments of occasion, of celebration. These occasions are moments of celebration for us. So, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, so that you are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us, لِصَائِمِ فَرْحَتَانَ فَرْحَةٌ حِينَ يُفْتِرْ وَفَرْحَةٌ حِينَ يَلْقَى رَبَّ. That for a fasting person, there are 2 moments of joy. The first moment of joy is when he is fasting and he breaks his fast. The second moment of joy is when he meets or when he will meet his Lord on the day of Qiyamah. Ulama explained, this is one interpretation. The other interpretation is that when farhatun hina yuftir refers to when one celebrates on the day of Eid after he kept all his fast. So these are truly moments of celebration, truly moments of celebration. As for the ibadat and worship that was conducted in this month, a mu'min, a believer, is always bain al-khawfi wal-raja. He's between fear and hope that Allah, I hope that Allah accepts it, and I fear any evil, any bad deeds attached to my actions. A mu'min's state should always be like this here. But this is when the action is from your own side. This is when you are doing the action. When you get a confirmation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that that action is accepted, that action is crowned with acceptance, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept it in His court, then we must have certainty, we must have yaqeen and hope that Allah has accepted it. إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. As for the one who repents. Repents from what? From bad deeds, from evil deeds, from good actions that had any deficiencies in them. وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. You follow it up with other good deeds. فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. Allah will change those evil, those bad deeds, or those deeds that had any deficiencies in them, any insincerities in them, to good deeds. We have come to the end of the month of Ramadan. We are hopeful. We must have this hope that Allah has accepted all our actions. If there had been any insincerities and any deficiencies in them, then we ask Allah to overlook it. We ask Allah to forgive it. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to crown it with acceptance in His court. On this day of Eid, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us that the malaika, hundreds and thousands and millions and billions and trillions of malaika are stationed at every corner of the road, every corner of the street. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala boasts to His malaika on this day. And this boasting is in response to what? It's in response to a comment and a statement or a remark made by the malaika and angels when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to create Adam alayhi salam and the humankind. وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةٌ. When Allah said to the malaika, the angels, that I am going to create insan and human being as leaders in this world, as representatives in this world. قَالُوا أَتَجَعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءِ. They responded and said, oh Allah, are you going to create a human being that creates corruption in this world and spill blood in this world? وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ. Whereas we praise you, we glorify you, we do not commit any sins. In response to them, Allah said, قَالَ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. I know what you do not know. I know what you do not know. The angels do not commit any sins and rise in rank. Continuously rise in rank. On this day, the day of Eid, Allah then boasts to His malaika that, O my malaika, O my angels, what should be the reward of a laborer that completes his duty? The angels simply respond to say that he be given his complete and full reward. So then Allah responds again and says that my servants have come to the Eidgah, have come for the Eid Salah, praising me, glorifying me, reciting the takbir and supplicating to me, surely I will answer them. Surely I will answer them. And then to conclude, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, go, I have granted you your forgiveness and I have forgiven your sins. This is coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself. Today, every single one of us, every single ummati that observe the fast of Ramadan with this hope of reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can say with strong hope and conviction that Allah has forgiven the entire ummah's sins, insha'Allah. And we hope for this boon and this reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers, the month of Ramadan was such a great month for us, such a bounty for us. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Being grateful to Allah also includes being loyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When those moments in our life occur, when we make mistakes, when we err, when we slip, when we sin, and that time will come, that time will come, the lesson is to come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala boasts to the malaika and the angels regarding insan and human being? Allah boasts because insan has this madda and element in him to do good and to do bad. Doing good is one thing, but couple it with bad, couple it with that temptation, couple it with all these distractions, and despite all of that, you come back to Allah, insan and human being then supersede and surpass even the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept all our fasts. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept all our ibadat. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to overlook any insincerities, any deficiencies in our actions. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us continuous himmat and courage to continue with all the good we did in this month, outside the month of Ramadan. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Just a brief explanation for the salat of Eid. It is two rakats, wajib salah. We will recite the takbir after the thana. The imam will raise his hands to his ears, then to his side the first time, the second time to his ears, and then to his side, the third time to his ears, and then fold it below the navel. The rest of the salah of the first rakat will continue as normal. In the second rakat, it will start as normal. And then before going into ruku, the imam raises his hands to his ears, places it on his side the first time, raises it the second time, places it on his side. raises it the third time, places it on his side, and then on the fourth time, the imam goes into ruku with a takbir, the rest of the salah is continued as and completed as normal. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawm al-Din, Iyaka Na'budu wa Iyaka Nasta'in. Ihdina الصراط المستقيم, صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم, غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سميع الله لمن حميده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم انت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا راحم المساكين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا القوة المتين أومس مصفن الله أومس مص رحيم الله أومس كريم الله أومس حزيم الله يا الله on this day of Eid يا الله you have informed us that whoever comes to the Eid Salah to the Eid Ga يا الله you have forgiven them يا الله we ask you for forgiveness يا الله any of our actions that contain any insincerity any deficiencies يا الله overlook it يا الله and Allah forgive it يا الله crown all our fasts يا الله crown all our Salah يا الله crown all our zikr all our tilawat with acceptance يا الله يا الله if we do not have your acceptance, Ya Allah, then it is worth nothing, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, please accept it from us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, on this day of Eid, Ya Allah, we thank you. We are grateful to you for giving us another opportunity to witness another month of Ramadan and to derive all this benefit and spiritual benefit from this month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, grant us many more Ramadans, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that have passed on from our family, from our friends, from our neighborhood, etc. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive them, Ya Allah, and grant them entrance into Jannah, Ya Allah. Make everything easy for them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, when we pass away, Ya Allah, make our transition from this world very easy for us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us enter Jannah without reckoning, Ya Allah. Let us cross the pool Sirat with the speed of lightning, Ya Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, you be pleased with us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant us shelter on that day, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, when we meet Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, let him be pleased with us, Ya Allah. Grant us the opportunity from drinking from his Mubarak hands, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. O most merciful Allah, grant us many more Ramadans and grant us the opportunity to continue whatever good we did in this month outside the month of Ramadan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our brothers and sisters that are suffering in Palestine on this day, Ya Allah, you make it easy for them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you feed them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you clothe them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you give them water to drink, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you shelter them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, this glory that this ummah once enjoyed, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you bring back that glory, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let not this ummah suffer in disgrace anymore, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, raise this ummah up again, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant it its honor and its dignity that it once had, Ya Allah. Let it be a means of fakhr and a means of pride and joy for this ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد أما بعد فاعلموا أن يومكم هذا يوم عيد وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لكل قوم عيد وهذا عيدنا الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا كان يوم عيدهم يعني يوم فطرهم بها بهم الملائكة فقال يا ملائكتي ما جزاء أجير وفى عمله قالوا ربنا جزاؤه أن يوفى أجره قال ملائكتي عبيدي وإمائي قضوا فريضتي عليهم ثم خرجوا يعجون إلى الدعاء وعزتي وجلالي وكرمي وعلوي وارتفاع مكاني لأجيبنهم فيقول ارجعوا ارجعوا قد غفرت لكم وبدلت سيئاتكم حسنات قال فيرجعون مغفورا لهم الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من قام ليلتي العيدين محتسبا لم يمت قلبه يوم تموت القلوب الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله ilaha illallah wallahu akbar Allahu akbar walillahil hamd وعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال فرض رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم زكاة الفطر صاعا من تمر أو صاعا من شعير وأمر بها أن تؤدى قبل خروج الناس إلى الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد وعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال فرض رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم زكاة الفطر طهرة للصيام من اللغو والرفث وتعمة للمساكين الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد وكان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يكبر بين أضعاف الخطبة يكثر التكبير في خطبة العيدين الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من صام رمضان ثم أتبعه ستا من شوال كان كصيام الدهر أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد وعن أنس رضي الله عنه قال قدم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المدينة ولهم يومان يلعبون فيهما فقال ما هذان اليوم يومان قالوا كنا نلعب فيهما في الجاهلية فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قد أبدلكم بهما خيرا منها يوم الأضحى ويوم الفطر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الحمد أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على سيدنا محمد وأزواجه وذريته الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأقضاهم علي وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضوان الله عليهم أجمعين اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا رضي الله عنهم وعن كل الصحابة أجمعين الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد ربنا أتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك مجيب الدعوات الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وقال تعالى فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد